Just come back anytime with Madam to approve the kitchen design. The modular kitchen consultant told me with a big smile. I explained patiently again that there was no Madam around and that I would be approving my own modular kitchen, cabinet colors and all, thank you very much. He nodded and said, but we can wait a few days if needed for Madam. When it finally dawned on him that there really was no Madam at all, he was shocked. I don't know what threw him more, that a man might approve a kitchen design, or that I lived alone, or that a man who lived alone wanted a kitchen. In Kolkata, I'm Sandeep Roy. More people are living solo around the world these days. You can call it a splintering of society, or you can say it's because we have better internet. Sweden has the most number of singletons. But the countries where single-person households are growing the fastest are Brazil, China, and India. Living solo has usually been regarded as something profoundly abnormal here, where even the crows caw in packs. Here, a parent's job is not done until the children are settled, that is, married. We like to think we were designed to live communally, even if it's in shared misery. Our television soaps have huge feuding families, usually four brothers and their squabbling wives. Living solo carries with it the image of abandonment, the lonely widow sitting alone in front of a flickering television, watching those soaps of great bickering families, her own children having long gone to America and Australia. When I first moved to America as a graduate student, I could not wait to live alone. It signified freedom, independence, and a sense of my own space, something I'd never known in India. The feeling of liberation of a town where no one knew your name was exhilarating. Coming back to India after 20 years in America, I'm struggling to do anything on my own. A song by our famous poet Rabindranath Tagore that's over 100 years old sings the virtues of going alone. It's still really popular. But it's also typically Indian that I keep hearing this song about going it alone, sung in a chorus. In fact, if you do try to live truly alone in India, society seems to actively conspire to thwart you. The doorbell rings all day long and it always tolls for thee. There's the courier guy, the cable guy, the electric meter check guy, the water filter servicing guy, the furniture delivering guy, the ironing guy, and the damned if you miss him gas cylinder delivery guy. Even the traffic signal near my apartment is against living alone. As if you had no one waiting for you at home, you should fling yourself into the path of an oncoming minibus rather than return home to an empty apartment. I too am only a part-time soloist. I spend a chunk of the week at my mother's place, so I don't let the traffic signal depress me too much. But the biggest hurdle to living on your own is that we are a culture that actually thrives on a sense of dependency. To get my plumbing leak fixed, I have to call my sister, who calls her friend, who calls the electrician, who then shows up with the plumber. In a country of a billion plus, we both crave to get away and at the same time are addicted to the warmth of a human body. In America, I found that living with someone was hard work, so much adjustment, allergy negotiations, all that divvying up of kitchen cabinets and bathroom shelves. But it's really not half as tough as trying to live alone in India. Over here, it takes a village to live on my own. For KALW, I am Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.